Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on October 9th, 2014, at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something was the premier event at Humanity Montana's Festival of the Book and was part of the Missoula Public Library's The Big Read. 11 storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, The Things We Carry. This week's story comes to us from Jenna Lyons and is titled Psychoscabies. Thank you for listening.
Hi, Missoula. So my story starts, I used to work for an alien. And by alien, I mean this really strong, really enigmatic human being who would make me do things that I never thought I could do. And I call him the alien because sometimes I felt like he would take me to places that looked like outer space. And I really admired this person. He was my hotshot soup. He was in charge of me when I worked for a hotshot crew in Pocatello. His name was Randy, and he is the fastest runner and cyclist, and I really just admire him. The point of this is that when we would run, he would set it up in such a way that it would be the entire crew, which consisted of 20 men and me. And it would always be Randy, and then Dave, and then Josh, and then me behind Josh, and then the rest of the people would fall behind. And it would always be set up in such a way that we would run to the tallest mountain that you could see from the hotshot base in Pocatello. And we would do it as fast as we possibly could with the goal of someone having to puke or poop their pants or... I really think that the alien just wanted to know who was drinking or not the night before because we would sweat so much that you could tell. You could be like, Josh was drinking, Dave was drinking. I never drank because I was so scared that the alien would know. I'm pretty sure he could tell what I ate or how many cups of coffee I had had that morning. But anyways, we would do this every day when we were training for hotshot season with the goal of being able to be the best firefighter and not basically die hiking into a fire. And our hikes were the same. We would hike uphill with a weight vest on to the base of the ski hill. And then we'd put our full gear on, which is pack, chainsaw, tool, full camelbacks and Nalgene's full of water, and then it would be a contest to see who could make it to the top. And the goal was to just stay behind Randy, and if you fell out, then basically it just meant failure. So what I would do to survive these, and I really enjoyed this for some reason, during the runs, I would look slightly off of Randy's right ear, like right in the front of the line, and I would just focus on that one point for the whole entire time. And the hikes would be the same. I'd just grab the saw and look right by Randy's right ear the entire time. So fast forward a couple of months. We're in Reserve, New Mexico, which is one of the most terrible places I've ever been in my life. There's 400 people that live there. There's a laundromat, a couple gas stations, a restaurant, a hotel, and a health clinic, kind of. So laying in this hotel, one of the few nights that Randy let us get a hotel, we're waiting for a fire to happen in the area. So if there was a big fire, we'd just go to it and we'd already be there, no big deal. So I'm laying in this hotel room, and I always got my own hotel room because I was the only woman. laying in this frightening cabin, faux cabin decorated hotel. One of the worst things, worst nightmares ever is fake cabin decor. So we're laying there, and I fall asleep, enjoying the air conditioning, and we get up to go run the next morning with Randy, and I just have this patch, like this itchy patch right on my left butt cheek. And so I told them about it, and I was like, I think I have bed bugs. And so they complained to the hotel, and then we left, and then Randy made us all wash all our clothes in the laundromat, the entire crew, and then put them in plastic bags to suffocate the bed bugs. So we did that and went on our death run while this was all happening, while the bed bugs were dying. And then we came back, and then we went off to a fire somewhere else. Fast forward a couple weeks again, completely covered in red bumps everywhere, everywhere on my skin. And so I came to the conclusion that it was probably poison oak. So slathered myself in calamine lotion, waited a day, more bumps came. Slathered myself in aloe vera, next day, more bumps. Slathered myself in Desitin, more bumps. Didn't really occur to me that I might have just needed a shower because, like, not showering for 2 weeks straight is generally pretty bad for one's hygiene. Basically, I figured I was a walking petri dish at that point. So let's fast forward, like, a couple more months. It's now the end of August. We're in McCall, Idaho at this point. Arnold Schwarzenegger had come to spend some time with the crew to make a documentary about climate change and how fires were getting worse. And I wasn't there because I was dealing with this issue. The worst reason to not meet Arnold Schwarzenegger. So there's things that we carry as firefighters. There's a big pack. It weighs about 45 pounds. In it is a fire shelter, a camelback full of water. I would carry two big Nalgenes full of water and then two a SIG full of gasoline and a SIG full of oil, a bunch of Clif bars, 5-hour energies. I'd always carry a Cosmo magazine, trying to retain some modicum of femininity out there. A safety blanket, a rain jacket, and then on my person I would carry a Leatherman, my like book of instructions of what to do if things get really bad, hard hat, compass, a plumb bob which lets you see if trees are, which direction trees are leaning, a tube of red lipstick, a tool, that's what I would carry. But there's one thing that I carried around all summer that I didn't realize I even had until the end of September. And as firefighters, we dig a lot, but there's something else that digs a lot, and that is a scabies mite. So if you don't know what scabies is, it's this terrible little alien creature that digs through your skin or an animal's skin. It can't live without human or animal skin for more than, you know, a few hours, handful of hours. So basically, looking at my skin, I had thousands and thousands of tiny little mite burrows covering my whole entire body. And the thing about scabies that's most terrible is that it's worse at night. I would sit there and scratch and scratch and scratch until I bled, because that's what would make it feel better is when it would bleed. So finally, one morning, I woke up too tired to work. I went to the hospital. The doctor said it was the worst case of scabies he'd ever seen in 35 years of practicing medicine. And I got a beautiful private flight home from McCall through the White Cloud Mountains, the happiest I'd been in months. And went home, covered myself in cream for 3 days in quarantine, and basically stayed in my room for 3 days straight until all the scabies were dead. So the moral of the story is, especially with Ebola breaking out, we need to be kind to people regardless of what they are carrying. And that's my story. Thank you.
Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Thanks to the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing, ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people. RockandRudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavolny of Missoula Soundworks, MissoulaSoundworks.com. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and to the storytellers, Luke Morgan Algayer, Marlise Borchers, Michael Lapointe, Jenna Lyons, Kyle McAfee, Melissa Bangs, Jim Ambrose, Francis Scott, Jeremy Smith, Tamara Love, and Josh Wagner. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for February 17th at the Top Hat. The theme is adventure. See you then. Want to tell a story? Call us at 406-203-4683 or email us from the website at tellussomething.org to pitch your story idea.